Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Wow. You know, for us to be living in a time where no Housewives are airing as of this past Sunday, We sure had a big day on Monday.
We did. There's a lot of news. And you know us. We always say democracy dies in the dark, so we're going to report it.
Oh, my God. Democracy. We do always say that. We do.
So let's actually get it started with some news about Alexia. So USA Today reports that Alexia Nopola is headed for a divorce. The Real Housewives of Miami star took to Instagram on Monday to say she is shocked and heartbroken that her husband Todd Nopola has chosen to dissolve our marriage. She said, quote, "I will take comfort in the fact that my family and friends will be by my side supporting me during this difficult time. I'm praying for better times ahead." Todd filed for divorce in Florida on Thursday, saying that the marriage is irretrievably broken, according to ET and Us Weekly.
So what's funny about this remember Marisol and Alexia harassing Adriana's like boyfriend about his divorce
and like the like records on the Miami-Dade website?
Yeah. And yes, like not scrolling to the bottom and scrolling to the bottom.
Yeah.
It's just like funny that we landed here.
And like, what's Alexia gonna do?
I feel like money still exists from Herman. I think money exists from there.
His name always like escapes me. I'm always like, Edwin?
It's on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
And you just gotta land there.
You have to be like the Munster shoes.
Number two, I gotta say, she's probably making like pretty good money on Miami right now.
If they get cameras back up.
And then number three, a fun fact in all of this is the man that is representing Todd is that very same man that came and gave all the women legal advice, that iconic episode when they were all screaming in front of him and then Nicole throws her credit card at him.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me at all because I assumed when it happened that it was like, take your husband's lawyer to school day.
She definitely says in the episode like, oh, like this is like Todd's friend or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like interesting that we know that player this matter.
And that player, he just looks like a lawyer. There's some men who just like come out of the womb looking.
They were born to be it. Do I have the look?
No. You look like a Pokemon trainer.
Well, I mean, if that could be. One last thing. Marisol took to the airwaves to record a solo emergency episode of I, Por Favor.
Oh.
Without Alexia. Did I listen? No. But I just think it's interesting that like she had to speak on their behalf.
I know. That always lands in my feed because they're part of the 2Ts podcast network.
So when you subscribe to 2Ts, like Marisol and Alexia are there as well? Yeah. Or is it just like a suggested?
No, they throw them in. They throw the 2Js. They throw the 2Eds. They throw
them all?
They throw whatever podcast Emily's doing with Teddy maybe?
Oh, yeah. No, Emily was doing it with like Tamara too or something, right?
I don't know. It's everything happens in that feed.
In one feed.
Yeah. They learn from Bethany, I think.
I wonder but Bethany had like three feeds and then she would just put everything in all of the feeds.
Yeah.
Remember?
But I assume that the other dolls have their own feeds. I just did not subscribe to I, Por Favor or 2Js. The Jersey Jays, I just like can't subscribe to because I feel like all they talk about is like like body stuff.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's Alexia.
Next.
Next up. We're starting the news segments with the endings, and then we're gonna transition into beginnings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how life goes. It's like the circle of life, and also how like this is like Easter weekend, think about it.
From dust to dust.
Yeah, it's like we're on Good Friday right now.
We're not, that happened weeks ago.
I know, but I mean like the Easter bunnies are still up like in some businesses, so people are still thinking about it.
Okay, they're still thinking about it. Robin Dixon. As was suggested by the Jasmine brand a few weeks ago, USA Today reports. You're really hitting on USA Today for the news roundup.
Sometimes I trust them.
Mm-mm. Okay. After a near decade run on The Real Houses of Potomac, Robin Dixon is bidding the Bravoverse adieu. The television personality revealed her departure from the Bravo reality series during Monday's episode of her reasonably shady podcast, which she co-hosts with co-star Gisele Bryant. She said, "I will not be returning for season 9 of The Real Houses of Potomac. It's reality. The network did not invite me back. I was fired, for lack of better words. I will not sugarcoat the situation and say, oh, I'm walking away and this is a break or anything like this. This is a network decision."
I mean, in a world where people make shit up about their departures, good for Robin Dixon for once in our lives.
Proud of Robin. Proud of Robin. It is interesting that, like, Reasonably Shady is where we get all the shady Robin Dixon facts.
Yeah, in a way where I'm not listening to Two J's in Jersey, I am listening to Reasonably Shady.
You do?
No.
Oh. I feel like there was probably a time and place where you were listening to them.
I will give them this. Mondays are a bad day for my podcast feed, so they're on there sometimes, so sometimes I will click in because like there's not much else going on except for our friend Jess and Hot Takes and Deep Dives.
Oh, yeah. She saves the day.
Truly.
That's interesting that, like, I know people speak like that sometimes. Like, oh, I, like, this is my podcast on this day, and this is, like, I need that on this day.
Well, yeah, we're Friday for a lot of people.
Yeah. I just, like, I listen to so few that I, like, don't think that way. But yeah. Very interesting.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it was time for Robin, though I did, and we'll get to it in the reunion, I did, like, I do like the relationship between Karen and Robin. Mm. There's like something special there.
Robin was laughing when Karen said like, "Oh, I would like, I'd even go protect her." That was funny.
less expected news from People Magazine.
Well, Jasmine Brand didn't leak this one.
Of course. Crystal Kung Minkoff is putting her Bravo days behind her. On Monday, April 15th, tax day, the reality star announced on Instagram that she will not be returning to Beverly Hills ahead of its upcoming 14th season. She said, "I just wanted to share the news that I will not be coming back to film season 14. It is very bittersweet. Never did I think that I would have been asked to be on the show in a million years, let alone film it for 3 years. Every single year I was asked back, it was a blessing and an honor." Crystal went on to talk about, quote, "Being the first Asian American on Beverly Hills was a lot of weight on my shoulders. I have since just really have understood the magnitude of what that meant for people. I just wanted to thank you guys for being such an incredible support to me, and I hope that I have been for you, sharing my story with my ED, sharing stories about my father with his Alzheimer's. I've heard so many incredible stories from you guys." I was devastated.
Oh, devastation.
I thought Crystal was the future of the show.
I mean, she did wake up a little bit this season.
I think she woke up a lot of it.
I just think like Beverly Hills is in a need of a shakeup,
but not in this way.
It's kind of like collateral damage to me.
To me, it's like, okay, she has money. She's got a network of friends who we can loop in. I mean, like her party at her Taco Tuesday when her friends were chiming in, that was chef's kiss.
Remember when we envisioned
I know
the friends sauntering out?
Yeah, and then the one friend who's like married to that comedian, Bill Burr.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was a star.
Yeah, I mean, Crystal kind of is the package to me as far as like what Beverly Hills could be in the future.
Okay.
And I'm sad to see her go.
Yeah, I wasn't calling for her departure.
It sounds like you were calling.
I was not calling. The calls were coming from outside the house. I liked her. And I will miss her. But like, I'm not like, oh, lying on the floor crying about over it.
Well, I was on Monday.
You were, I know. Yeah. You were like paying your taxes and crying.
I got my taxes in early, thank you very much.
Oh my god, did I delay you with our
no it was good. Oh god, but like, not to be like this, but like, I miss the days when I used to get returns, you know.
I know. Well, you owe money from us, so. Okay. So they say, like, when one door closes, another opens. When one Minkoff leaves, another joins us.
Yes.
So Deadline, that's like a biggie.
This is industry.
This is Bible.
This is a trade.
This is it's the trade of the season.
This is the trade of many seasons.
Deadline.com reports, Rebecca Minkoff is joining the Real Housewives of New York City season 15. A source close to production says the fashion designer has been filming with a cast for the new season in an unspecified role. Bravo has yet to confirm if Minkoff will be holding an apple with the rest of the cast in a full-time capacity or if she will be a friend of role when the reality series returns later this year. Deadline did not mention, however, after this came out, a whole buzz over the fact that I believe it was reported in the New York Times that Rebecca Minkoff is a noted Scientologist, which is an interesting choice for Bravo to be like risking it all for this.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Mm. Do I think Scientology is evil? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I want to see her being taken to task over it on TV? Maybe.
It's just interesting that like we're getting this after a quarter of last season being like scrapped over fighting among cast members and someone leaving the show early. Like, this feels like a recipe for that.
Yeah. But it also just feels, I don't really know. Like, how is, we talk about Scientology so much. Thank you, Leah Remini, for like really bringing,
get Leah on the horn.
Have her just be at every corner in New York,
yeah,
waiting for them to talk about it. But I mean, it's interesting. First of all, you never think about like New Yorkers being Scientologists, though we have. I mean, Leah Remini did come to Scientology through the Scientology Center that is across from Hamilton.
I did used to walk past that. Very Scientology department.
The
center. I got like department on the brain from Taylor.
It's like in the 40s across from like literally the theater that Hamilton performs at.
Yeah.
But you always associate Scientology with Los Angeles, I feel.
And Florida.
And Florida, obviously, Clearwater. Shout out. Clearwater is where, I think, where Brittany from the Valley had her moment that we texted about earlier that we'll get to.
Okay, I'm not sure about the moment.
Wait, the pooping moment.
It's the pooping moment. Okay. I don't have this in the news article, and I don't have I'm like looking for a name offhand, but I believe there is a friend of Jenna that has been filming as well.
Yeah, I've seen her photo.
But this has not been reported in any like major publication yet.
Yeah, and I don't think she was in the photo that one of Shannon Bedore's daughters caught of Jenna filming.
But that could have been in the back of her head in that photo.
True. You know?
And like also Shannon Bedore's daughter might not be up on like who's who.
Exactly.
Like they know who Jenna Lyons is, but that's it. I'm glad we're fleshing out the cast after that like promo of just the six women like on a FaceTime call.
Yeah.
The promo that we didn't love. But wish it wasn't Scientologist.
Yes. Speaking of non-Scientologists though, Entertainment Tonight reports that Candace Dillard Bassett may not interact with the Sesame Street. Sorry, the writing of this article is so crazy.
Do you need me to do it?
No. Candace Dillard-Bassett may not interact with Sesame Street characters IRL, but she'll soon be watching some on TV.
I gotta say, that is good journalism there.
Yeah, shout out Bryce Sander for that one. The Real Housewives of Potomac star 37 exclusively broke the news to ET that she's expecting her first child with husband Chris just weeks following announcing her exit from the Bravo series after 6 seasons. Now she says her baby is, quote, 95% of the reason why she decided to hand in her champagne flute. Quote, I was really adamant about creating a space for not just the baby, but for me, for us, for this time in our lives. I wanted the space around us and around our child to feel peaceful and to feel free and to feel positive without any added pressure, good, bad, or indifferent from the show. I was not confident that I could have had that space in the space that the show exists in currently. It was kind of a no-brainer.
Mm. I mean, I do think this news speaks to the fact that it was her decision.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Definitely. And Andy said something to the extent on Radio Andy this week. He said when he last talked to Candace, she let him know that she was pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And what else? I'm obviously happy for Candy Gal.
Of course.
And it was interesting that this dropped like moments after Robin.
Yeah.
Being fire dropped.
On the Bravo like day of
reckoning. This was the day of reckoning that Bethany dreamed of. happy for Candy Gal, and we'll watch what happens. The only problem with this, my brain just like flickered with a thought. Probably not going to be on Traitor season 3.
Of course not, yeah.
Yeah. We were like hoping and wishing and praying and preaching.
Well, Tabitha will hopefully take her spot.
Yeah, Tabitha can take her spot, which... Wow, what a great time to promote our Patreon bonus episode. Tabitha takes over Salon edition, West End Salon, Provincetown, Massachusetts, season 3, episode 4. We have a Patreon bonus episode chatting just about that.
Check it out.
Check it out, baby. Okay. And now, our final news item.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Pedranti engaged. People Magazine reports Jennifer Pedranti and Ryan Boyajian had a trip to the Bahamas they'll never forget. The Real Housewives of Orange County couple got engaged last week while vacationing at the Bahamar Resort,
which is where The View had their Bahamas episodes.
Yeah, and also Beverly Hills filmed at Bahamar as well. They exclusively tell People. Jen says, "We're both super stoked and couldn't be happier." How California of her to say super stoked. "We always say that our love is a gift, and this just feels like the icing on the cake." She adds, "This is a magical time for us. I really am the luckiest girl in the world." Ryan popped the question on Thursday, April 11th, while walking with Pedranti on the beach. The bride wore a zebra print bikini.
That last part was my note.
That was your journalism.
It's just like you guys all have to go find this article on People. It is a People exclusive. Find the article, find the photos, because it is just like so Orange County, from the quotes like Dan said, to just like what they're wearing.
Okay. A side note. OC is from reports, about to wrap, or
it's about to wrap.
It's about. So how is she on vacation at the tail end of this filming season?
I think it is. They had their cast trip.
Oh,
they went away for a little bit. They'll be flying back for the finale party, which might be an engagement party for all we know.
Okay. So she was on a trip and then went on a cast trip, is what you're saying?
No, the trip was April 11th, which was just days ago. So I think the cast trip definitely already happened. We already know it happened because they went to London.
Oh, yes, it's London.
They came back and they went on this trip real quick because I mean, like, you can do other things while you're filming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh.
We've got this window of time before we have to be back.
And we also have this window of time where, like, we could do a season finale story.
Exactly. And I predict that the finale party will be an engagement party.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
I love it.
And I mean, like, Tamara's doing a lot of, like, teasing of what's to come. Like, she posted, like, it's a wrap for her daughter, who we haven't seen in years.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
And then she's been posting, like, photos of, like, wrap parties from, like, days of yore.
Okay.
She posted, like, a photo of, like, her first wrap party from her first season.
Yeah.
Like, in anticipation for them to be filming this wrap party.
That's a little, like, corn on the cob for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes she needs to take it down one notch.
I know. She's also been teasing that they just filmed, like, their promo stuff, and it's the best thing she's ever worked on in her time in Housewives.
Like, the cast photo shoot? Yes. Relax, Tamara.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this season. It's reportedly coming in July.
Oh, yes. I mean, the editors are truly restarting their potatoes. Yeah. Like,
you can go to twitter.com/IDKIDK to like Dan's tweet where he brings out that MasterChef Junior gif again.
Okay. The fact that we are knocking on May's door and this comes out in July, I don't know if we've had a turnaround like that since. Well, actually, you know what? Atlanta used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta would be like filming for like 6 months and then come out like a few months later.
Atlanta would be still filming while they were airing.
Yeah.
Up until a couple years ago.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, so then I guess like stranger things have happened.
Yeah, and when Traitors first came out and I was surprised by how quick the turnaround season one reunion was, I was talking to my friend who works in TV. Okay. He was like, it's actually like can be pretty quick to turn around reality TV. Especially if like they could have been, I don't know how they work, but they could have been working on the early episodes this time.
Sure, sure, sure. Of course, of course, of course. That's like akin to when during COVID, like episodes were being delayed because they couldn't work on them quick enough.
Yeah. Also, like when Ryan Murphy does like American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
He's like still filming while like episodes are airing.
I mean, this whole like split season thing, I was shocked to see part two even come as quickly as it did.
Ooh, the first American Horror Story season, I really actually truly fell off of.
Ah.
Isn't that wild? Ah. After all this time.
For you to be so dedicated for this long.
I wasn't dedicated. It was just like something to put on.
Girl, put your records on. Okay.
Should we get to the finale of the Potomac reunion?
Oh my God. So I believe both of us have been like not watching on Sunday nights for quite some time. And this Sunday I did mostly to just be like, I'm done.
Right.
You know, like, let's just do it.
Well, I was like busy watching the Sex and the City 9/11 episode.
Oh my God. So part three, cliffhanger. G's big reveal. I did not expect this.
Me neither.
Announcing that he's bipolar. And like, he was describing it as like a severe type of bipolar.
Yeah, I don't know enough about this, but the way he worded it was something along the lines of like, I'm bipolar one, but if there was like a 2, 3, 4, 5, I would have all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think bipolar one is supposed to be like a more severe type. I really don't know.
That's why I said like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's just like how he worded it.
Yeah. Which, I don't really have much to say about that. What I was shocked about is how that revelation and then like the news surrounding that really managed to turn the tide for Mia.
Because
like Mia came out of the finale of like the regular season looking so bad. And now everyone's like, Mia,
the best woman.
You are a great woman. How great is this? Like blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I could not have imagined landing here 1 month later.
Yeah, because Mia was like I'll always be in his life. He'll always be in my life. Mm. We're in a good place.
I'm like taking care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, no rumors yet of Mia's departure from Potomac.
I mean, she's, I think the two people who have their jobs locked set are her and Karen.
Yeah, exactly. And then I guess also Giselle, just from like Robin talking about it on Reasonably Shady, it's like weird for her to talk about it as if like she's going and Giselle's not going, mm-hmm. unless Giselle was going as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So interestingly enough, there is an uncensored, an extended version on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Wendy segment in the main episode. And the extended version is essentially more and more Wendy.
Okay. I only watched the extended.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because I watched on Peacock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, because you're watching Sex and the City, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, NECA like had a brief moment, but it felt more focused on Wendy than mm-hmm. NECA, you know? Mm-hmm. Which makes me think, like, is Wendy sticking around?
I don't know. I also was like on Wendy's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Just to like see what's what. It's not like she's releasing videos every week.
Well, I think she was releasing them like while we were in the thick of Potomac.
Yeah, but it's like, you gotta keep on doing it.
Yeah.
If it's gonna be a thing, it's gotta be a thing.
Yeah. Happy Eddie, though, is a success.
Do we know that for sure?
She said almost, she said like $2 million in sales.
Okay.
you're like Ramona and Sonia. I want to see the books, the ledgers.
I want to see the books.
The monthly journals. Okay. NECA almost being on Married to Medicine.
That might have been a good place for her. I like her on this show, too. Mm. I just feel like she hasn't been able to get her, like, due on this show.
Yeah.
But, like, why wouldn't you want her on there?
I gotta give it to Wendy for the way she gave it to Ashley / NECA in that one moment
mm-hmm.
of, like, Ashley bringing up Osu or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was, like, that was kind of like a moment.
Ashley is, of everyone in the show, the sneakiest.
A slippery little gal.
And she tries to play it off with like all smiles and sunshine and TikTok dances. But you got to really take a look. And I think that Wendy has her number.
Mm-mm-mm. It was interesting that Wendy said this might be my last semester.
Because,
like, if we don't have the champagne flute, maybe we want to do another semester.
Yeah. Let's keep teaching.
Let's keep, like, she has all these, like, fake things. Like, let's keep the real one going.
Yeah. I mean, like, her two real things are, like, she is a professor and also she does have, like, a big correspondence job.
Yeah.
Like, on actual, like, television, like, channels that people watch.
I wonder if it's, like, well, we can't just keep talking about that ad nauseum. So she comes up with these other things as like fresh new things to talk about.
I guess, but it's like start a fake beef with like somebody and bring them on the show or something. Like Ann Coulter or someone. Not Ann Coulter, but why did that name come to my brain?
Mia be lying. Candace be crying. The best moment of that reunion.
I should get you a shirt that says that.
I mean, you gotta give it to Mia for being that quick. And I wouldn't like call her the quickest.
She is pretty quick though.
Yeah.
In general. I mean, she's had a lot of quick moments this reunion.
And Wendy got called out for calling her slow in this reunion. So it's just like she's proven her wrong.
Sure.
Giselle saying everyone's responsible for the fight.
It's she just like really can't get out of her own way.
Yeah.
It's like an unforced error. Like, what are you saying?
You weren't even there. So like you should just.
And she's like, well, I saw the footage and it's like, I saw the footage too. And it's like the grainiest footage I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So you can't like deduce real anything from that.
The way that Kiarna, aka Kay, joins and everyone's like fawning over her, I couldn't really like make heads or tails of that.
I don't know. I liked her when she joined. I thought she was a breath of fresh air. I also thought she was good on the reunion for the most part.
I mean, she's a nice gal. She just doesn't read Housewife to me.
What does she read, Dan?
I mean, the way she even described herself, she's like, I just want to come on here. I came here to make friends, get to know the girls. It's like, you sound like a fan.
But that's how you play when you like come. That you're supposed to be like, I want to make friends on these shows.
Mm.
Even if you actually aren't here to make friends.
Yeah, yeah. And then we just end it miserably and eating pie.
Yeah, and then the Duke of Potomac.
The Duke of Potomac, yeah. We'll see where this goes. Okay. Well, let's depart from Potomac and head over to Martha.
To Martha. This episode had something really good that I liked, but we'll get to it.
Oh.
It's not till we're at dinner.
Something really good that you liked. Okay. We're coming home from like the previous night, and Summer is just like, Summer's running amok.
Mm-hmm.
She's just yelling and screaming. Shanice is eating chips and farting. Shanice farting.
Shanice really...
cutting the tension.
Is a pleasure.
Shanice is main cast.
Her eating those like cheddar, was it like cheddar onion chips?
Cheddar chips with sour cream onion?
Yeah, it's like a chip that like I wouldn't usually go for, but then like when I find them in the mix, I'm like, oh, these are actually good.
Mm.
It's like barbecue to me.
Oh.
I'm not always going for a barbecue, but like if there's a barbecue out, I'm like, oh.
You know, I came across a barbecue chip recently at a function.
I was there.
You were there. You remember it all too well.
Yeah.
And I was tearing it up.
Yeah, I was tearing it up too.
I like was ready to like lick the bag clean of the crumbs.
That is my exact example of like not usually like being a barbecue chip person, but yeah. Like then like whatever.
We were fighting over that.
Yeah.
Now that I
like I'm usually like I like a kettle cooked. I like a salt and vinegar.
Oh, the salt and vinegar. That is something that's a late in life discovery for me.
Me too.
And now I, like, can't go back.
Because, like, when you're a kid...
You're like, it's ew, like, ew, vinegar? Vinegar? That's sour.
Ooh, I like a jalapeno, like, chip.
Okay, okay.
Anyways.
Interesting. Okay. Shanice... waking up drunk the next morning for church. Asking how long church is.
That's so me.
So how long is this?
And then she like, you could tell Alex was annoyed by her, but then like when she pulled the line of like, when I walk in the door, the church is going to catch on fire. Yeah. He did get a kick.
We were all laughing about it.
That's like that is a classic line. Like if you are, I guess, debaucherous for a better word, like Shanice, or just like gay, if you have to go to church with like family, if you pull that line out of like your hat when you're like walking in, you can make like four cousins laugh.
Put that in your pocket.
Yeah.
Save it for a
rainy day. Take that from me.
Save it for a rainy day. Speaking of a rainy day, it's like the first day that's not rainy, so they go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having fun.
They are.
But then, like, we actually, like, don't linger there too long.
Yeah, we're there for, like, 2 seconds.
But, like, they were probably not there for 2 seconds.
Of course.
They were just, like, they were just... There's only so much fun you can show.
They didn't pull a me at the beach, literally there for 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan and Summer go back home and have a matriarch to matriarch that ends with them being able to sleep in the same bed again that night.
Good.
Bria and Simon yelling each other on the phone.
About the tickets.
Yeah.
His voice feels like parody.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like, were they arguing about plane tickets?
Plane ticket prices and stuff.
Because he's trying to get here.
We're trying to get him to Martha.
Okay.
He was a star last season.
I know, but then I'm thinking, so they have to get him here and then production starts paying for things? Or like, when does the production payment start going? Is it the ferry over?
I mean, production should be paying for his airline ticket. Come on.
Yeah.
Especially, like, this isn't just a random friend, like, Shanice bringing in friends. I wouldn't say production should pay for their tickets. Like, these are just random people. This is Bria's boyfriend.
Yeah, who was on last season, who was a big part of the drama last season.
Yeah, that's very interesting. If he has to pay for a ticket, something's not right here.
Maybe that's too me getting the production weeds.
No, but I like to get there.
Sure.
Okay, Jasmine calling Silas, talking about the pregnancy. Now, what a gag for right after this phone conversation for Jasmine to talk about the dream she had of being pregnant and not knowing it. And like Jasmine's facial reaction was like, ah, God. And then we get more of that near the end, the Jasmine stuff.
Yeah.
When she's having a breakdown. Okay. When we do eventually go out to dinner, it's Alex versus Jordan.
Him, okay. There's a type of man who's like, it's like almost kind of like, why aren't you smiling?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
And I thought Jordan's monologue was really powerful.
Oh.
But I do like her reaction to his reaction, because he was like, thank you for sharing that with us. Like, I haven't felt like this close to you, or like that you've opened up. And she was like, actually, bitch, this is the reason why you don't feel this way. I loved that, because she went from super vulnerable, like, and actually like really spilling her soul in a way that, like, I thought that story was powerful. And if like it had been left there, I'd be like, oh, that's amazing. But then she fucking took this loser on and was like, actually, the reason, like, you never felt close with me last summer is because this, 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 and this.
Well, the Shanice thing.
I know. And then Shanice gets activated.
And then she's, like, losing her mind. And then Alex blames Nick. And then Nick blames Jasmine. Like, this hot potato of blame over Shanice. And it's like, well, it's really probably production.
Yeah.
Like, production probably brought the story to them. And then told them to talk about it on camera.
I know. And then, like, so, like, what we're talking about is obviously the Shanice stalking stuff, which we talked about last summer.
Of course.
Last time we talked about this last year.
Yeah.
But then, like, once Alex and Shanice hug, like, Shanice seems, like, fine.
Oh, yeah. She's a good time girl.
And then, like, then it's time
for Bria.
Then it's time for Bria.
Bria to have her moment every episode.
Bria to have her moment. And then when Bria's having her moment, Amir and Jordan are over trying to get shots. Or not Jordan. Yeah, Amir and Jordan are over at the bar trying to get shots. And the bartender's like, oh, do you want me to bring this to the table? And Amir's like, actually, I think we'll stay here for a little bit. And he's like, what about you, Jordan? And she's like, yeah, I think we'll stay. I like the AC.
Bria bring up the Mariah thing for like the fifth time.
I know.
Like, how have we not landed on, like, is she coming or she's not coming? I thought we landed on she's not coming, so why are you bringing it up again? Didn't we land on her not coming?
Well, according to Bria, they must have landed on her coming. And then felt kind of bad for Preston when he was trying to have his, like, monologue moment at whatever point. And then it just kept on cutting to Shanice. She was already, like, over everything. And she was, like, looking at every bit of food on the table, being like, what's that? Is that a mashed potato?
Oh, yeah. What's that? The octopus. Yeah. Oh, we did skip over Briacella.
Yeah.
Which was but, like, they kind of skipped over it. It was, like, they all got there.
It was, like, Alex laid in the, like, tent for a second.
And then the scene, like, it was over. It was so quick. We did, like, so many things in such little time this episode,
because there's so much to. It's so interesting because we're only doing 15 days with these people. They're doing so much in like one day. It's breaking my brain.
Yeah, well, I think it's because like the recipe is so different on Summer House Plane, because like they will do like one weekend over two episodes.
Yeah,
and here we're doing like a few days in one episode.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm having fun though.
Me too.
Okay, great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
A pump.
These people.
Good as Gold music video at Kyle Chan's jewelry store.
Kyle Chan.
Katie on her deathbed. Serving C.
Yeah. Go check out Dan's tweets on the Come Through Queen channel. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sweeten his Instagram posts. They're actually very funny.
Stop.
They are.
Okay. And then this is like the day the world changed.
Yeah.
When Rachel decided to be real.
The way that they were like, talking around Bethany's name.
The woman who shall not be named.
I loved it.
It was really funny.
It felt like a directive from Andy Cohen himself. Yeah. Like,
you better not dare.
Hey, team. Just don't say her name.
Yeah. Which is a podcast.
Yeah.
A podcast dropped. And more's coming. Like, that was truly a time to be alive. When it was like, Another Rachel podcast.
And I think we got alluded to that like later in the episode when James is like, oh yeah, I was the star of this week or whatever. Because they had, it was like the episode about the dog.
Yeah. And listen, we don't know. Only the people who were there know what happened. But the way that like they're so dismissive of the James thing and the dog on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has like a ring of truth to it to me.
Yeah.
Like this dog having like severe behavioral issues.
Uh-huh.
Her explanation is making a little sense to me.
Yeah. And like, I'm trying to remember if they got into it in the Just Be podcast or not about like Lisa's alleged part in bringing the dog to Tahoe. Didn't Rachel talk about that in that Bethany episode? It's been so long.
It probably was in that episode because we're now weeks out from that on Vanderpump Rules.
Because I think like in that podcast, Rachel was like, yeah, Lisa wanted me to go to Tahoe with like the and do like the dog storyline.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Something about that. Something about her.
It's too many Pump is too many details to keep up with because everyone has a podcast. Then we've got Bethany chiming in. We've got our own podcast, which I'm sure we've said different things.
We've got Life Without Anne. That Chiron. That was in response to Lala asking someone else to host another event for her after she had James host the water tasting. This girl cannot get a space.
I think that's why she bought this house in the Valley.
Lala bought?
Recently.
She did?
Yeah. Her and Sheena both bought.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So why are we doing this voice?
So is that like a Valley season 2 move?
I think.
I wonder. I do think now that the Valley's up and running and getting good ratings, it does make sense. Let's get like some of the duds from the Valley off the Valley.
Are there duds? I'm loving everyone.
Okay, no, we'll get there when we get there. But like, do we get some of these mamas over to the Valley?
I don't need Lala on the Valley. I don't need Sheena on the Valley. I like my Valley family. Like, the point was for us to fall in love with this new group of people, and I have.
A breath of fresh. Okay. Okay. we got Tom's talking about the podcast in Tom's apartment. Then we got Tom's talking about the podcast in Tom. Lisa's talking about the podcast with the Toms.
Logan's there.
Logan is allowed to speak a few words.
And he's being a little spy. You know what? They should get the two gay Logans together, and the two gay Logans should do a podcast.
Two L's and an L. Hey. Wow. Get Tamara on the horn.
No, we're gonna get two L's in two L L's and L in the under the CTQ umbrella.
Good. Finally, we're expanding. Two L's. Can you imagine? Okay. So now Tom is accepting the offer. No. Ariana accepted the offer, but he's trying to figure out if he could even do it.
He can't do it.
Aye.
It's okay. Like, she's vindicated, right?
Much like Dashboard Confessional.
I know. I almost said,
I know.
What's her name? Play Vindicated by Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah, you did that one time here.
I've never seen you so mad.
Oh my God. I'm always so mad. Okay. Lala pops in during this like Tom pump brunch pregame pre-show.
The fact that this is their first brunch in this space.
Are we just like leaving money on the table? What are we doing?
I think they're leaving a lot of money on the table.
Mm. Okay, so Lala comes in to ask for Lisa to host the sperm party the day before the event. Now, Lisa, don't worry. I have catering set up. I have balloons. I have this. All I need is the space.
How do you have catering set up for a space that the caterers haven't been to or like done a walkthrough yet?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's possible because like you have drop off catering to your location. You could just bring it to somewhere else. But like when we eventually got there, it was like elaborate catering. It wasn't like a quickie.
I need like an event planner's eyes on this to tell me like call the holes here.
Remember when we used to have a phone call, a phone line?
Yeah. You can always send us a voice memo.
No, you can't. I think the phone number's dead.
No, a voice memo to come through queen@gmail.com.
Oh, yes.
That way the audio is good too.
Yeah. But you never check that email.
Send it to my personal email.
You don't check your own personal email too. I'll email you things and you're like, oh, I haven't looked at that in a week. I'm like, how are you existing in this world?
What comes to my personal email?
I don't know. Things come to my personal email.
Shit, nothing comes.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
Text
okay.
me. Reach out to me on Instagram. Send a voice memo to my Instagram, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay. Sheena and Brock conducting an episode of Hoarders at Scandival Home.
Ariana was getting so pissed. She was like, stop. Like, stop touching my shit.
I did like an awakening for me of like, oh, they've always been a little like messy.
Yeah.
Because once they moved into the house, like the house for like 1 year was chic and clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then devolved into this. Right?
Yeah. But yeah. I feel like they just get so much shit sent to them.
And without Anne there.
Without Anne there. But it's like, Sheena, just like, leave me be. Sheena, to me, this episode was like, this loser's talking again.
I mean, she is. A loser.
I mean, she's the face of the show. I love Good as Gold. Like, we wouldn't have Vanderpump Rules without her, but...
I don't love Good as Gold, like, Rock Edition, though.
I kind of like... I like the one time I listened to it on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tom and James just fighting every episode and then, like, hugging it out. But Tom Sandoval wearing a dipped out t-shirt is... loser behavior.
What is dipped out?
Remember how like he was using the word like dipped out when like,
oh yeah,
like, oh, Rachel dipped out, or yeah, like, I dipped out, like, yeah, that was like the terminology around like hot tubs and backyards and stuff. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, all these people with their merch.
But like, who's buying dipped out? Like, everyone hates him.
People love him though. They go to his shows, they go to his bars now.
You know what I cannot stop thinking about is
me
in the what's the right word? In like the area surrounding the conversation about JoJo Siwa Karma.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop thinking about like JoJo and Tom Sandoval being friends.
And how this new era is Tom Sandoval's influence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
He should open for her.
Yeah.
He should.
It's what's the band's name? Like Tom Sandoval and the
Creeps?
Chit Chats or whatever?
Tom and the Creeps. Speaking of musical careers, I mean, we have Sheena, we have JoJo Siwa, we have Tom Sandoval. I may venture to say the main pop girl is actually Ellie Lubber.
Oh, sure.
Who released Girls Girl.
Mm-hmm.
The song and music video, which is a nod to our girls, Little Mix.
I know.
Not only is like the song very similar to Shout Out to My Ex, but like the visuals.
The convertible.
Used during the music video is so Shout Out to My Ex coded. It's nuts. Like we have a true blue mixologist in our midst.
I know.
In front of us.
I feel like we haven't talked about Little Mix on this podcast in a very long time.
Mm-mm-mm.
People really need to know our origin story. There's this little band called Little Mix.
A little band called Little Mix. Perry came out with a single that I'm not really like that excited about though.
British girl bands.
Yeah.
They were a big part of our lives, especially 2015, 2016. If you weren't there with us back then, join us.
I would say up through 2020, like they started, like they were like wobbling.
I know, but like as part of like what, like our culture, we were Little Mix, like Till We Die, 2015 to like 2017.
Till We Die.
Yeah. So go hit play on Spotify.
Okay. We are then educated that Craig Ann's replacement is
hot
vis-a-vis from Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah. He's also like hot.
He's also hot. We have an Allie doesn't want kids conversation with what's his name?
James.
Which, how do we like,
how have they not had this conversation?
How are we living together?
Yeah.
And like you're crying over hearing this for the first time after living together?
It's so dumb.
So dumb.
It's like, one, especially like if you get a house together, aren't you like, well, here's where little James Jr. will be.
James Jr., yes. I did skip over sperm party.
Okay.
Lisa being like, oh, I just don't want you jerking off in the backyard. It's like, all right, Lisa, stop.
Also like, what was this company called? It was like
cryogenics.
It was like crypto.
No,
something.
Cryo. Cryo's freezing.
Okay.
Not crypto. Is it like a, is she having a Bitcoin for a baby?
I thought she was.
She's gonna have a little Bitcoin baby. It's actually like, I remember when all the celebs like had avatars
with
and
those
stuff?
Little like monkeys.
Yeah.
I imagine that like the little baby's first Instagram account would have that.
She's like, I'm excited to announce my baby is actually in the metaverse and is AI.
Like that one girl from Winter House two seasons ago.
Where is our metaverse real estate agent?
Oh my god, she was on TikTok for a bit and I was keeping up and she was like on a cross country trip, but then I
dipped
never
out.
Saw her again. I dipped out.
and then we're getting Pump Brunch. And it's very interesting, like remember the first half of filming they were like, oh, are they just never gonna like all film together again? And now they've been filming together every episode.
Now everyone just shows up.
Yeah.
And so explain this to me. So we've got Tom. Pump closed, but we put the sign for Pump over here. So now we're going to do half the restaurant is Pump.
And we also brought boys over from Pump.
But like they're not wearing the Pump pink shirts. They're wearing like green shirts of the same type.
In the style of Pump, like half open, skin tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like, what does that do for the business model? And also like, what does that do for the shares for the Toms?
Well, they're like 5% shares or whatever. Okay. When during Pump Brunch, people are walking in and like they don't have the focus on the tables, but if you keep your eye on the tables, it's just like all like fans, just like their mouth agape, like staring excitedly as each person walks in. It's like, this is so stupid.
But that's like what you do. I've been one of those people.
You've been that person.
Well, I mean, not with the cameras up, but like.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else to say about Pump?
Someone was missing.
Who?
Joseph.
Oh, my God. After like a tearful departure last episode, I really did miss Joseph. There was like a Joseph-shaped hole. There was an Anne-shaped hole. There was a Christina Kelly-shaped hole.
I know. They should all move to the Valley. Mm. Those are the three additions for the Valley for me.
Just walking arm in arm into the Valley.
Charlie's Angels. Oh my God. They should reboot Charlie's Angels with those three.
Yeah.
Or like, what's another trio of women? Hocus Pocus?
Or like Sex and the City without Samantha.
And Just Like That is what it's called.
Okay, the Valley. Let's walk arm in arm into the Valley.
Now these are my friends.
These are like, we talk about like people being miserable on Pump, but like this is like a fun misery. This is like legal ramification misery. We're all gonna get divorced.
Where do you want to start?
I love the flavor of conversations going on here. Like, we don't see this on the other shows.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, this is what happens when you're in your 40s. You're just like having kids, having postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Well, that conversation was actually like, in the realm of like, there's been a few serious conversations this week on these shows. Mm-mm. Like the Jordan one on.
Yeah.
Martha's Vineyard being one, and then this one.
I mean, I can't believe Diva joined this show. I'm not saying this on a negative light for her, but like, in this episode, the babies are 8 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
So when she started filming, they were like 4 weeks old?
I guess.
Fresh out the oven?
It feels very 2007 reality show coded, where people are just signing up and going.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, she had one kid. You go from one to three, that's a leap.
Yeah. But I mean, like, her husband's used to being in front of the cameras because he was in like iCarly or whatever.
And does voices now.
And does voices.
But then when air conditioners go out, that's when the shit hits the fan.
I know, but like, I also thought people in LA didn't have ACs.
Well, as Jax explained, the Valley is a valley.
Well, I know.
And all the heat gets trapped.
I know about that, but like, yeah. I also thought people didn't have ACs.
Well, I think it's the people you know don't have ACs because they don't live in the Valley.
Okay.
Right? And you didn't live in the Valley when you were there, did you?
I lived like almost into the Valley.
At the top of the ridge?
Kind of, yeah.
So that you didn't need an AC all the way up there. Okay, Jax and Brittany fighting all the time. And this narrative that, like, Brittany's always drunk. But, like, Jax is drunk too. It sounds like. But she's not really, like, saying that back at him. But, like, she can't be drunk because she's the mother.
Yeah, well, I mean, he has this, like, obvious double standard with her, even though, like, he was the one who was, like, go get drunk.
They're a disaster.
But it's also, like, the way she drinks is wild.
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta rip these shots. Rotten hell.
No, sorry, Turks.
It's Kentucky.
Okay. But what's interesting with... Okay, so it's the two of them, and they're like... No, 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 no. We'll never get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, here we are. And then the other two are like, no, we hate each other.
Yeah.
We proudly hate each other.
We proudly hate each other. She walks down to Chateau Marmont to be with a director.
A director and a famous actor.
That we're like bleeping out the names.
And we're sauntering down to Chateau Marmont day after day to be there with the director.
Because they live next to it, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't live in the Valley.
But the way that this was being described is like, oh, no, no, no. Like, she was with him for like a week straight.
Yeah.
How? What?
When they have like a kid.
So who's with the kid?
I guess Jesse is. Ooh.
And the way that like she describe like the trajectory of the relationship, she's like the dimmest bulb in like the Home Depot lighting aisle. Like like if you want to go real dim, she's the one.
That place was always the most chic place to me when I was growing
Home
up.
Home Depot.
The lighting aisle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you were in this like drab place. Mm.
And you're like, oh, look at the lights.
And all of a sudden the lights.
Lights, camera, action, baby. It's like the world's your oyster in there. Yeah.
Speaking of Home Depot, never mind. Mm.
Speaking of Home Depot, this one over here, they got to reopen. The parking garage collapsed.
Oh, it did?
And it's been like closed for a month.
The one near my old place in Bed-Stuy, which is like a wild place to have a Home Depot, a full-size Home Depot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, it is a big cruising spot.
No! No! <Yeah. laughs> This ain't Texas.
I know.
Okay. We got girls' night, we got boys' night.
And then, okay, so last boys' night / girls' night. We're doing a lot of these this season.
Sure, but like gender.
But I guess Zach gets to switch between...
Oh, he's code switching.
He's code switching.
He put on a backwards baseball cap for boys' night.
Which I never choose boys' night. Mm. I always choose girls' night. Like when I'm... This only happens when I'm like with my extended family. Mm. I always go with the girls.
Okay.
Even though I like some of my boy cousins.
But if it's a night... You gotta go with the girls.
Exactly.
Well, Zach was with them during the day. So it was boys'
girls' day. Oh, boys' day, yeah.
Yeah. Their partying didn't seem to like be officially show mandated to last through the night.
Yeah, it's
I think some of them may have like hung out together.
Yeah, they were just doing like boys' soup. Because remember how hot it was in the valley.
Yeah, very hot. Luke.
I think he found a perfect partner in Kristen. If he can be this little sneaky sneak.
And then in the preview, like, it sounds like he's the cause for, like, fighting in hotel hallways.
Good. I mean, Vincent Van Gogh was famously dramatic.
he was so dramatic, he got up his ear. Okay. And then we're just, like, pooping in front of each other.
Okay. This story that Brittany tells about being in Florida. First, isn't it like the first trip with Jax's family?
She's like, I meet Jax's family for the first time. And I just had a poop in front of
them. On a boat in stingray-infected waters.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, seemed, I think it was, like, shallow enough where she had to take a shit and the boat did not have a bathroom. So she got out of the boat and was walking along and pulling the side of her bathing suit and just plopping.
Okay. Like, maybe I was, like, not fully paying attention. I was like, oh, she's just, like, getting off the boat to go pee in the water. Like, who amongst us, right? But then when I like realized she's talking about shitting in the water, that like Jax is there to like watch that a stingray is not going to come and kill her, which means like he could see the poop going into the ocean.
Because the water in the Gulf of Mexico is actually like famously pretty like blue and clear. Like think about that.
She's ruining that.
It's not like the Atlantic Ocean where like everything's like murky and brown.
Yeah.
This is like blue and kind of clear.
Yeah.
They call it Clearwater. Mm. I think they were actually in Clearwater, Florida, Titular. Where Scientology is.
Yeah. Yeah. They were looking for Rebecca.
They were looking for Rebecca Minkoff. They were trying to recruit her. It's wild. Also, just like logistically, I have to think about it. I'm like, did she bring an extra pair of like anything on this boat? Did she just walk onto the boat in her bikini, which is fine? But I'm like, if she had like an extra pair of shorts, what I would do, I'd be like, poop into the bathing suit like it's a diaper, then put the shorts on.
This is like so vile. Oh my God.
Gross.
You want her to make it a diaper. That's so sick.
It's better than like soiling Mother Nature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a time.
It's like the Giving Tree crying.
Stop. Okay. Why don't we hop on a spaceship and head on over to Montauk.
Rocket number 9.
I love my friends.
Oh my God.
No, I won't do that. I won't do it again. But like, we're just having a good time with everyone.
Yeah.
So as usual, I think every Summer House episode, we have to like start off, who are we missing? And this week it's Jesse Solomon.
Yeah, Jesse Solomon, who I was really warming up to last episode.
And now like, what are we going to do without him?
I know. We're surviving.
We're surviving. Well, we got, was Danielle here last weekend? She's here. I feel like Danielle's
here too much.
And Gabby's back for the first time since the season premiere.
We haven't seen Gabby in a long time, but I love seeing Gabby.
So Gabby's explanation was, my parents moved, so I had to go see them. It's like, do that during the week?
Yeah, well, this ain't Texas.
I know, this ain't Texas. Like, this is Montauk. Okay. We're arriving. We're thriving. We're hugging.
We're kissing.
We're kissing. Wes wants to do more than kissing.
Mm-hmm.
You love when Sierra's like Southern accent comes out.
Yeah.
That's like your favorite.
It's just like so funny.
She just like goes so hard with it.
Yeah. Because it's not always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's all of a sudden this entire crew. Though her Southern accent's like Atlanta.
Mm-mm. Okay. We go to the club.
I know. And we're like,
camera's up.
Camera's up in the club, which like the long storied history of Summer House, there's not a lot of times when the cameras are up in the club at night.
So is this like a new venue?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not the ones to answer this question. It's like more of a rhetorical question that I'm asking.
Sure.
Is this a new venue?
So, yeah, we're like, we have people like on the prowl for Gabby because Gabby wants to hook.
She wants to hook. Danielle wants to hook.
Well, Danielle always wants to hook. Then Danielle's always like, the next day she's always like, well, I got 3 numbers. And I'm like, I kind of feel like production got some numbers for some guys they want to bring to the party tomorrow and that you were standing there.
Oh,
that's just my guess.
And how?
Anyways, we're at the club and Danielle, Kyle, and Paige sneak away to get some air. And Danielle's like, oh my God, I love us. The 3 of us. Cause like
three sisters,
they were together at the club last weekend.
Danielle, have we learned nothing? The way she comes so nasty to Paige.
And Paige, of all people, is not the person to do this to.
Yeah.
Paige is the smartest, one of the smartest people on this show. Mm. Maybe one of the smartest people on television. Didn't I call her the funniest person on television like, last week?
It's like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson, Paige DeSorbo, Alex Trebek, RIP.
I wouldn't put Neil up there.
I know. I'm just like, he's always talking about science.
Just because he's looking at the stars.
The moon and the stars and this and that. She is a smarty. And
she has a filing cabinet. So she's taking this and she's filing it away.
And we see in the preview, she's going to pull the file out.
Mm-hmm. Batula shows tit.
Batula shows tit. And Kyle's like, I'm out of here. I gotta go get that.
Yeah.
We're just having fun at the club.
And then we get home, and I swear, Gabby was throwing herself around the house like Mary Catherine Gallagher on SNL.
I mean, we do famously watch Summer House live together, which is a great live viewing experience, and I'm glad you saved that Mary Catherine Gallagher moment for the show and didn't say it while we were watching.
I did say it, but I don't think you listened to me. Alex caught it and laughed in the moment.
Well, I think I was just like laughing so loud at the physical comedy.
Okay.
I was just like, ah! I mean, I thought like bones were broken.
First she like torpedoes over the couch, then the like next shot she's like falling off of a stool.
Stool's like into granite both times.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't understand the choice for Sierra and Wes to relocate from her big bed to his little bed.
Me neither.
Like, I understand, like, oh, like, no, like, we'll, like, take turns, but this isn't, like, his home. I understand, like, if you're dating someone and like, maybe they have, a full bed and you have a queen and you're like, oh, like, we could hang out in your place sometimes.
Yeah. My only thing is that there's, like, some unspoken heat discussions that happen about the house. And, like, maybe her room was randomly, like, too hot that night or something like that.
But she commented on, like, the fan already being on in his room. So I think he's in a hot room.
He's in a hot room, but, like I said, maybe her room was randomly hot that night or something.
Okay, fair enough.
Or maybe her room was randomly cold that night and then he wanted something warmer.
It is, like, quite iconic that Paige, while in a relationship, doesn't have the boyfriend there all the time, is in, like, the biggest room in the house.
That's how it should be. First come, first serve.
What else? We're waking up the next morning.
Everyone's pretty hungover, but we are... So we have a party on the horizon. They're all like, thank God it's not till 6 p.m. But I did notice everyone's doing hair of the dog. Hair of the dog all day long, which to me, I'm like... If we're getting ready for a party at 6, that's a lot.
But, I mean, all day longing is a hard thing to capture. Because, like, that was only 5 minutes of the show.
No, dude. We are out by the pool. I know, drinking, but you're not, in like, the sun.
You're not counting how many drinks they're having.
Not counting, but, like, the vibe the entire day, like, all the daytime shots... is, like, them in the sun, which is a even harder thing. Because, like, drinking in the sun...
Yeah, but, like, I don't think you're the arbiter of that because, like, you don't like being in the sun.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, what I'm saying is, like, when you're in the sun and drinking, it, like, affects you a little more aggressively.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that, like, this is an aggressive... It feels like it's an aggressive day.
When Wes sneaks in his little alien costume while the girls are talking about him. I thought that could have, like, gone left.
It went west.
It went west.
In a good way.
Left is west. Well. Right? Left is west.
Well, if you're an American and only American-centric.
I'm like, do non-Americans say left is east?
Well, the globe is famously a sphere, so anyways, which way?
I know, but like, if you're like looking straight ahead, east is to my right and west is to your
left. What I'm saying is the globe is a sphere, so you can look at it anyway.
Okay, any way you look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I agree with you. I think that he bit it in the nose. He
nipped it in the bud?
Nipped it in the bud and like was like, haha, y'all are talking about me. Who's having sex? Who wants to have sex with who? Whatever. And I thought it was like comedic relief.
Comedic relief.
Whatever.
Great. Lindsay and Carl were good because Carl was away for a while.
We're good. We are acting through this relationship until Lindsay's alone with Danielle and she's like, it felt so good when he was away.
I mean, the preview, I was banking on that conversation with Mama Radke and Stepdad to be like...
When the cameras come back up?
Yeah, like the weekend.
Yeah.
The weekend. The end. I wasn't expecting it pre...
Labor Day.
Bridal shower?
Yeah.
Bridal shower? Yeah,
pre-everything.
Oh, maron. but we're acting. And Kyle's like, no, Carl's like, I need to talk to Lindsay about considering lover boy. And it was funny how when he talked to her, it was like, oh, I don't care. I just want you to work.
Yeah.
Like he was like, oh my God, what is she going to say about like me going back to Loverboy? It's going to be so dramatic.
She's like, no.
And she's like, it seems like nobody wants to work these days.
I know. Also at the party, we've got Joe the Balloon Guy.
Joe
hot,
the Balloon Guy.
Hot.
Sure.
We've got Chris from last season.
We've got Chris, but like not mic'd.
Yeah. We've got Feisty Frank of... Bravo TV, Watch What Happens Live, social media fame.
We've got Sierra's manager.
Sierra's manager, who...
Who's trying to hold a rosé bottle.
Who's acting like...
A little too comfortable.
He's her dad. And he even says that.
Acting a little unprofesh for my taste.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you mix...
Fun in the sun.
Exactly. I will say, this is a theme that I would love to do.
Oh my God. We were talking about... They had to have been playing Renaissance during this.
Well, could they play it?
I think they are playing things all the time. Cause like when they show like BTS, we get to see them dancing to real songs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think so. It's tough to like really know.
Well, like I know someone's for Potomac, like Ashley talked about like, oh, when cameras run down, we're like, oh, we could play the good music now. But I can't imagine on Summer House when they're having like all these friends over for hours, they're limiting them to like fake music. I find that very hard to believe.
It's a fake party.
Oh.
All they're doing is like doing pretending things for camera.
Okay, okay, okay.
They're all like raising their arms and like...
Raise the roof!
No, but I mean, it's a fun party theme. Obviously, Sierra like... is the queen of the theme.
She really is. She really is. Navi last year, Alien this year,
mm-hmm.
when she was doing the car floaty hand guy few weeks ago, that was icon.
And the fact, like, she didn't even just, like come out in her costume, then, like, change into, like, something sexier. She kept that fucking alien face on the entire time. And it was, like, a really well-fitted one.
Yeah, I was itch-bowling when Kyle pointed to like a little piece of art on the floatable laser tag machine
mm-hmm.
and saying, look, it's your ancestor. And it was just like an alien.
I know. You really like anything Kyle says really gets your goat.
Well, he was being really funny when he was like, when he was scooting over to the bed while he was naked to not show his pee.
I will say they, thank God, had a good episode.
They were in a good mood, yeah.
Because last week was a horror show.
That was a horror show.
And they seem to be present day on a trip with Carl somewhere.
Well, what's interesting, it's like the two of them were in Portugal. The Batula Cooks. And then Radke showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then more people showed up. So it's like they slowly were adding more and more and more and more. So that's great.
I thought you were like going somewhere with that.
I'm not really going anywhere. What a fun party. It really was.
And there's more to come next week.
I know. Like the preview was like still a good chunk of this night.
Well, I think the episode kind of ends with Paige and Amanda having a little H2H about Danielle.
Oh.
And they're both kind of like, kind of get what Lindsay's point from last year about Danielle. And I mean, the evidence is stacking up. We all watched Winter House.
Danielle just wants everyone to be miserable with her.
Yeah. And I also think that Danielle has like weird, weird, weird shit when it comes to being out with other girls and like pursuing men. And I think that's going to rear its ugly head next week, obviously.
When Gabby cries.
Yeah. And I think Paige is going to have a moment.
Oh, Paige is going to... It's like very Mortal Kombat. Like she's about to commit a fatality.
Yeah.
She is going to do a fatality next week, I fear.
And they're kind of dressed like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. They're not too far off.
In a way.
In a space way.
Yeah.
Okay. A Freak of the Week and a Laundry Queen?
Okay, our Freak of the Week... And once again, goes to media literacy. Oh, well,
this is Brendan's corner. I love media illiteracy. Like the more illiterate you can be, the better.
Okay, so today everyone was posting like, was it like an In Touch Weekly like article that like Andy Cohen was like out, and that like he's reaching a deal with Bravo to like leave, and I'm like, okay, we're posting In Touch's Bible.
Mm. I think it was like Yahoo.
It was In Touch first.
Okay.
Maybe Yahoo, like, what's it called? Like, aggregated it?
Yeah, aggregated it. Yeah.
Yahoo does a lot of aggregating these days.
Yeah, that's the, that's their
Think
specialty.
Think about that. Anyways, so TMZ reports. And like TMZ isn't always Bible, but...
It's Bible adjacent.
It's Bible adjacent.
It's like one of the gospels like that didn't make the cut.
It's like, for example, they are the people who broke the Michael Jackson death news. Mm-hmm. So they report that Andy Cohen's not leaving Bravo, despite reports claiming he's negotiating a departure package amid legal troubles with a network rep, blasting the unsubstantiated rumors. A spokesperson for Bravo tells TMZ, this is why this is Bible. There's absolutely no truth to the rumor Andy's negotiating an exit from the network, and there's... And they're shutting down any such notion as patently false. Sources with direct knowledge also tell us a report that cited an anonymous source to run their headline was way off base, and that none of the info that got published was accurate.
Mm.
So
thank you for clearing the air, Brendan.
It's like, I can't do it much longer because Dan's posting fake news.
Oh,
so it's like my like partner in crime, my business partner is now working against me as I try to... Stop the spread of misinfo in the Bravo sphere.
Sometimes it's the ones closest to you that hurt you the most.
I swear at this point, someone can post like a photo of like Andy on like the Titanic being like, Andy Cohen decided to rebuild the Titanic for its first maiden voyage in like 2025.
BravoCon 2027 is going to be on,
on
the
Titanic. Okay, so who is our queen?
Oh my god, queens. I think it's a joint queen, a joint slay. Probably like the most important album promotion for this era. The photo out of Coachella, Teresa Giudice, Taylor Swift. This photo, truly nothing behind anyone's eyes. I'm actually like unsure of who knows who the other one is least.
Everyone was like, there's no way Taylor knows who this is. But I'm like, Teresa's been a major part of pop culture for like around the same time as Taylor Swift has. Obviously not as big, but they both had their first huge moments as far as mainstream media in 2009.
Okay. It's like, this isn't Deandra Simmons. Like Taylor Swift knows who Teresa Giudice is, but like also doesn't. And then... Teresa knows who Taylor Swift is, but like, I'm almost picturing like, if Teresa had to like draw a picture of her, it would be like a really bad picture.
Yeah. I think that Louis pushed Teresa in front of the camera.
Louis's the only one who knew who everyone was. Yeah. He knew who his wife was and he knew who Taylor Swift was.
There's like a ton of like video footage from like around that moment.
Mm.
And like, there's a lot of it of like Louis somehow being the closest person in vicinity to Taylor and Travis at one point.
Oh my god.
And everyone's
course.
Like in the comments is like, why is Louis there? And then like all the Swifties are like, who is Louis?
Louis Tomlinson?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Queen Stream, Department of Broken Dreams tonight, starting at midnight.
Is it a side note? Wasn't Taylor jamming out to James Kennedy playing a remix of Cruel Summer? Or is that media literacy?
No, that is media correctness.
That is media correct.
So they happened to be at the James Kennedy like set.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he was playing Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
And then it switched to like a remix or whatever. Yeah. And like there's a shot of like Taylor's face reacting to
it.
And like being surprised when it changes, like when it
when the remix
called?
Mix.
When the mix happens.
Yeah, when the mix
bring the beat in.
Bring the beat in. Bum 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 ba-da, bum bum ba-da. Wow. A lot happening in Coachella. And like, isn't it funny? It all happens again.
I don't get that. We need to stop that.
So these people are working 2 weekends in a row?
Yeah, I feel like we need to stop that.
Mm.
I feel like we need to get them on the horn and say, once is enough.
But I guess it's like, oh, so many people want to go. We got to do it. It's so nice. You got to do it twice.
It's not New York, New York, baby. Mm. I think the special thing sometimes of like things is that it happens
once. Yeah. Some people wait a lifetime for this one moment.
Yeah, like when Come Through Queen Live finally happens.
it's final only. Show. Come Through Queen Live, the final show. Well, okay. Head over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. Patreon, bonus episode, Tabitha takes over Provincetown, the entire town. A pre-show that is amazing and fun. Links to social media, all the memes that Brendan referenced are available on socialmedia.com.
Not the memes. Soja meme.
And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.